The stars are aligned this week. It's a week for Holi, Ramadan, and Good Friday. In Kolkata, the Ramadan night market is bustling near the bright red Nakhoda Masjid. The narrow streets are chock-a-block with stalls selling clothes, brightly coloured bangles, veils and t-shirts, and attar perfumes and more. The streets are jam-packed with strolling shoppers, honking bikes and beggars, some blind, some lame, hoping for some festive charity. As the day's fast ends, people lay out trays of dates and cut fruits and deep-fried slices of vegetables for iftar, for people to break their fast. Vendors sell glasses of bright ruby-red Roo Afza drinks and freshly blended mango juice. People jostle against each other, laughing, shopping, bargaining, and eating, and there's plenty to eat. The real draw for many is the food. Ramadan food walks led by food bloggers have become a hot ticket item in Kolkata these days. Entire fish hang on hooks in front of stores, marinated in red masala, ready to be fried. Skewers of spicy Changezi chicken that will be deep fried right before you. There's a long line around a hole-in-the-wall shop where beef kebabs are grilling over hot coals, the smell drawing scores of hungry visitors. Beef brain, beef udders, beef mince, everything is available. The star, though, might be haleem, the heavy stew of lentils, barley and meat, all blended into thick, delicious porridge, topped with a squeeze of lemon, some cilantro, and an extra dollop of red oil. And rows of bakers selling great round discs of freshly baked shirmal and bakarkhani bread, some studded with sesame seeds. But this is of course really about faith, not food, as Muslims observe a month of fasting. And the sounds of prayers echoing out of the mosque all over the neighborhood remind us of this. The Nakhoda Masjid is in the heart of Kolkata, the largest mosque in eastern India. 10,000 can worship at a time in its prayer hall. This is the Muslim heart of the city. But at this time, the area is filled not just with Muslims, but hundreds of people of other faiths, drawn by the crowds, the color, and of course, the street food. Within blocks of this hubbub, I stumble upon a different scene entirely. A group of men and women are gathered at a street corner. They have heaped wooden sticks, branches, dried leaves and scrap into a pile and set fire to it. The flames hiss and sizzle, leaping up, flickering orange against the backdrop of the old buildings, while musicians beat drums and cymbals, and a few people walk around the bonfire chanting Holi Hai. It's Holi, the spring festival of the Hindus. In the morning, the city will burst with color as people smear color on each other and have righteous holy parties with songs and cannabis-laced drinks. Even the street dogs will look a little pink and green for a few days. But the night before Holi, under an almost full moon, people gather to light these bonfires all over the city. Burning Holika dates back to an ancient mythological story. Holika, the sister of a demon king, once tried to burn her nephew, a devotee of Lord Vishnu, by sitting with him on her lap on a pyre. But Lord Vishnu protected his devotee, and it was Holika who burnt instead. In Bengal, we call this festival Dol Jatra, rather than the story of Holika and her nephew. This celebrates the divine lovers Radha and Krishna, where Krishna flung color at Radha and her friends to show his love for her. And the duo played on a swing on a full moon night. We call the bonfire Nera Purano, and the ashes from the bonfire are supposed to protect you from diseases. Many see the bonfire simply as a way to symbolize the official end of winter. As the week ends, the city's Christians will gather to mark Good Friday, But as is true in Kolkata, Easter does not just belong to Christians. Thousands of Hindus and Muslims will go and pick up their Easter eggs. But whatever the stories behind the rituals, the aims remain the same. Whether in the Ramadan night market, or around the Holika bonfire, or that cafe selling hot cross buns. That in the end, we seek to find solace in each other as a community. And that need knows no religion. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.